And welcome you to the first hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and photos and, you know, stuff I post about animals. And there's some really good stuff the last couple weeks because, you know, we did an encore show the last Sunday of the month last month. And so it's been a couple weeks since I've actually talked to you in person. But oh, there's some really, really, really good ones up there. And there's one of my favorites the last couple of weeks, that there's these two cats that Nathan, and I should, before I get started here, I am here and Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, and thanks for unleashing the jingle cats and dogs. Woohoo! Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
I am the one
Happy
that let
Hanukkah.
The dogs out, I guess.
You did. You let the dogs out. And, I should say, speaking of the dogs, the Apple Cup trophy is home where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Congratulations, Huskies.
Yay. And my joke of the year before the game, I always upset the Cougar fans. How do you keep Cougars out of your yard, Gary?
I know that one.
Put up goalposts. Woohoo!
Oh, I was going to say you paint it purple and gold.
Yeah, no, put up goalposts. Yeah, anyway. Oh, that was gear. Anyway, it is our first holiday edition, and my golly, Mother Nature seems to be cooperating and get us in the spirit. And when Nathan was playing the Jingle Cats to start us off today, and since we are Zooming the first Sunday of the month, I Zoom in from home, which is a good thing. because I need to today. It's been one of those weeks. I hopefully got all my everything that can go wrong, that does go wrong during the winter months, happened to me this week. And so I'm hoping that I got all of my that karma out of the way for the whole season, and maybe I'll just be able to cruise. But we are I'm zooming from home, which is a good thing, because I would have, hey, well, anyway, it was too frozen to drive in there this morning, I'm sure. And anyway, so when Nathan, we played the Jingle Cats, Nathan put some, you know, great lasers and stuff up on the screen, and then he had a white flocked tree and snow and all of that. And I'm looking at the screen on my computer and the snow and the trees, and I'm looking out the window. Looks just like it outside as it does on the snowy trees. Anyway, I've got a half a foot of snow still, and everything's really white out here and frozen. And Hummer's at the feeders though. And I've got some Hummer reports for you this week, and what I figured out about the birds. But it is, Nathan, hard to believe it, except the weather is pushing us there faster. It's the first Sunday of December already. Are you ready for holidays and all
typically,
of that
once
stuff?
I am done with Thanksgiving, I am ready for the holidays.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to. Christmas starts right after Thanksgiving. I have to say, the everybody in my neighborhood, everybody pretty much waited until just the week before Thanksgiving is when the Christmas lights started going up around here. And my favorite displays are up and looking fantastic. And I got into the spirit the last couple weeks with all, you know, coming home after dark and seeing all the Christmas lights. And then, of course, we had the first big snowstorm of the year. Man, what a week. You had an okay week, huh, Nathan?
You keep saying Gary, huh?
I was going to say, I almost slipped and went, well, that's because you popped his voice in there earlier. And so
now I need to start playing that buzzer again.
Yeah. Well, but Gary, you know, he sort of counts because it's like we know who he is. And anyway, did you have a week? Did the snow disturb your week or your schedule or anything? How
no,
did you do
when the snow came in, it was on my days off, so I didn't really need to do any driving around at all. And if I did, I live in an area where, like, my neighborhood will get, you know, packed up with snow. We had about maybe 4 inches, but the snow plows, once they get around to our area, we're kind of the last on the list. But once they do get around, that snow usually stays away and the main roads are perfectly fine. And it's just more like, can I get out of the cul-de-sac in the neighborhood okay? And once I'm out of there, it's just a breeze.
Well, good for you. Well, and I guess I was thinking Friday night I was getting ready to, you know, I was doing my show prep for the show today, and I was thinking this last week has just been so horrendously challenging for me. I couldn't really remember what happened the week before. Uh-huh. It was just, I was so into this last week and everything was going on. It was like, what happened the week before? And I was like, oh, it was Thanksgiving. I'd had a wonderful Thanksgiving with my family and everything was great. Did y'all have a good Thanksgiving, Nathan, and with your family and all of that?
Yeah, nice and short and simple, just kind of celebrated with our good neighbor friends. So I think only 5 people, and including Abby.
All right.
With Abby actually makes 6, but yeah, nice and small scale dinner and very stress-free and easy.
All right. Oh, well, and you know what? After the last show we did together in person, everybody, y'all don't know this, but after the show, when we leave to come down, Nathan's folks, his parents came. I can't remember why they were there and what they were doing.
I was just asking them if they wanted to come down with Abby so you can meet Abby and
okay. Well,
you.
So anyway, I got to absolutely. I feel like I know Nathan's parents because I see him on Facebook all the time in the postings, but I've never actually met them in person. And I hadn't met Abby, a border collie, in person; only seen her in pictures and all of that. But I got to meet Nathan. Your folks were there, and Abby came, and gosh, we had a wonderful visit. And I got to meet Abby, and we came up with a plan to work with some of her stuff. So it'll be interesting for your mom to report back to me and how she's doing with that light fetish thing that she gets going on.
Well, we are using the little
the interrupt.
Yeah, the
penny can.
Penny can. And it helps with the light. You know, she'll kind of do like a quick look, but then go back to it. So it's sort of getting her attention. But if she's out playing herd with other dogs, or she sees like a bunny or a squirrel or something, that shake the can, nope, nothing.
Okay, so I don't think it would generalize that fast to a distance. And I thought about some other things I should tell your mom to work with, but anyway, we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, I was just delighted to meet Nathan's family and Abby dog. So now I have met them all in person. That was very cool. And I guess then we had the week of Thanksgiving. Everything went well. And then we started getting the predictions of the snow. So last weekend, got through the weekend okay. But I'll tell you, Nathan, I had a desperate client that a mom who had married life had not wanted a dog, didn't get a dog, but now that the kids were grown in college, somehow they talked her into getting a puppy, and she was absolutely going crazy. And it just was a really, really desperate situation. I needed to get in there to save her and save this puppy and all of that. So I agreed to see her on the Monday after last weekend. Well, Monday was the big snowstorm. And of course, that was happening starting Monday morning. I think it started snowing here around 9 o'clock. And the session this private session I was going to do, Nathan, with this gal and the dog, was on Cougar Mountain. So down. But I kind of wanted an excuse to test my Subaru, because I became a Subaru person. I transformed from being a Mini person into a Subaru person, and I now have my Forester, and I wanted to see how it drove in the snow and all of that. Well, boy, did I get my wish, because we got dumped on in here out in the Monroe area. They got dumped on where they are. But I have to tell you, Gary, that Subaru is all it's cracked up to.
Hold on. Gotta find it.
Gary,
I have it here somewhere.
Where's the button? Okay, well, why don't you just be Gary for today? That sounds like that button. Anyway, there we go. Nathan, I have the best drive in the snow car ever. I'll tell you what, I have, always... Well, for decades now, I just don't drive in the snow. I know how to drive in the snow, but I've driven Mini Coopers and they're front wheel drive. And so as long as the snow doesn't get too deep and it's not icy, you do okay. But I had to be real careful about what I did and where I went, because I could never be sure I could get home. And I got snowed in the last few years because I had 2 or 3 feet of snow in my driveway. And, that would bury the Mini. I couldn't get through. Well, now that I have this Forester, my gosh, Gary, Gary, darn it, Martha, stop that. Nathan, I felt so secure in my car. I don't ever remember driving in the middle of a snowstorm and not being white knuckled, even though I know what I'm doing, nobody else. I felt so secure. I didn't have one iota of a glitch of concern. My car drove like a champ up the hills, down the hill, and through, snow and everything. And I was just so delighted that the car did. So anyway, I was able to get to my client, was able to do the session. I got home. The problem was, with the snow, there came some big wind and I came home to no power. So that was Monday. And so my power had gone out while I was gone. So there wasn't heat on in the house. So it was already really cold and dark when I got home. And it wasn't one of those quick power outages. And usually when I have a power outage, I have Wi-Fi. No Wi-Fi. So I can't get onto PUD and find out all this stuff. And anyway, so it was almost a day. I'm out of power and we froze our you-know-whaties off. You should have seen me. I was a real fashion plate and my long underwear and my polar fleece and my jammies and my wraps and my trapper hat and two cats and a dog piled on me in bed. I mean, we just really had to hunker down in. But our power came back the next day, but we were, you know, snowed in, except that, you know, I have the Subaru now. Then the snowplow came through and took out my mailbox, first time in 12 years.
Oh.
The good news about that, though, is I decided it was worth calling the county and seeing if they do anything about that. Sure enough, they have a whole snowplow takes out your mailbox department. So they say, well, yeah, we got all kinds of mailboxes in stock. We'll be out and we'll get you a new mailbox and we'll get you all set up. So I thought that was really cool because I was going to get on next door, look for a handyman that could come do me a new mailbox. But PUD is going to Snohomish County is going to take care of their road maintenance, takes care of all of that. So hopefully I'll have a new mailbox this week. And so then I finally got through all of that. We got the power back. I got warmed up. Things got organized. And then I was going to go to Whispering Dragon on Friday. And I've got a dead battery in the car, which was really unusual because I just got a new battery this summer, you know, because it's a new car to me and all of that. Well, try getting somebody to jump you. In the middle of when you know we have snow and ice everywhere, and that was a nightmare. Eventually, got out. Somehow, my connection to the battery had gotten real loose, and so it wasn't charging. So, I found a reason for it, and everything's okay. So, I'm back in business now. But with the stress of all of that, Nathan, I wake up yesterday before I go to do my session, my back goes out. So I can barely move. I got another desperate client that's been waiting for weeks to see me, and I got to get to him yesterday. So I had to call our sound healer, Jude Ponton from Whispering Dragon, and she did some remote healing work on my back, and I did what I know to do about it, and I was able to get to my session and get through it okay. But the bottom line is, I guess I started out to tell you, that's why I have to be at home today, and we're having a pajama party because I couldn't get dressed. So I'm sitting here in my pajamas doing the show. So I hope you all are snuggled up warm at home in your jammies and everything is good. So, Nathan, I didn't have a chance to warn you and tell you to wear your pajamas because we were having a pajama party. But, you're the only one that can see me.
This is a nice thick jacket, so it's keeping me nice and warm.
All right. Well, golly. So it is still cold up here in Monroe. We still have snow everywhere, although the roads are clear. The only place you got to worry about it is where they don't plow and driveways and all that sort of thing. But it's very, very cold. Reminded myself what I learned last year about hummingbird feeders and warmers and the sleeves and all that sort of thing. Hope you're keeping your hummers fed. I'll talk to you about that towards the end of the second hour. And I had another experience I'll tell you about. But let's go ahead. I think, shall we officially start the show and do our prayers and affirmations? And I think we'll do that first, and then we'll take care of advertisers. And then, oh, did I tell you? It's the first Sunday of December. So that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, we're going to chat with Meow Cat Rescue. And boy, they've just had a couple of big events. We've got to find out how all that's going and about all the holiday stuff. We'll talk with Help Animals India, Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and chat with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And that will take us through the rest of the show. All right. So if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and that would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers and then a bunch of affirmations that get us all spiritualized up for the day and the week. And I don't know about you, but I sure need it. But anyway, like I said, I think I paid all my winter karma. So I'll be power free or power loss free and dead batteries and all that, all taken care of for the winter. So I'm going to be good. Okay, so here we go. First prayer is a prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. And this part of the show, whether or not you join me, is optional. You can do all of this stuff along with me or silently in your head, or you cannot participate at all. It's completely up to you. All right, so here we go. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Alrighty, now we got a bunch of affirmations we do to, like I said, get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. And they've all been contributed by various members of our Animal World family here. And first one we do for ourselves. And I say these affirmations out loud three times. You can say them along with me or not at all. Remember, this is optional. And here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Huh. And yes, by the way, going through this week and all the stuff I went through, I was able to find that blessing in everything. Single little disaster that helped this week. I had to look for some, but I found it. All right. Affirmation number two. We do this for ourselves as an Animal World family. Here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one is the affirmation that I use when I'm getting to ready to go out and keep us all in a healthy frame of mind. So you go out, share in health and well-being. Let's see. And here we go three times with that. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, and this next affirmation, it comes from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach, and I find this quite helpful. I do this one for both for me and my animals. This helps me keep in alignment with all this crazy stuff going on. Here we go with this affirmation three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and the last affirmation to conclude this whole little ritual is our Warrior of Light affirmation from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And we're spreading, you know, the love and the light all over the planet. Definitely needed. Here we go three times on this. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, a little extra help there. We are all energized up and spiritualized up, ready for the show today. And now we need to take care of advertisers, keep us on schedule. And when we come back, we will get to chatting and starting Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friends Sunday. And first up, we'll talk to Marilyn from Meow Cat Ranch Rescue and find out how all these big holiday celebrations have been going and what else is coming up for the rest of the year. So stay right with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Jingle Cats and Dogs, and I have to say it's one of my favorite part of the Christmas, and especially it's just how we begin holiday celebrations around here. Gosh, they're great. Alrighty, let's see. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com, and next Sunday is the second Sunday of the month, and that means that Dr. Nils will be in with his sister Linda Rasmussen, and it's a our healing show for the month of December. So be sure you mark your calendars, join us next week, and plan to call in for free remote treatments and healings for you or your animal friends. And we look forward to that next week. And if you would like to contact Dr. Nils off the air and work with him privately or remotely, all you have to do is go to the website healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link. He always does a free telephone conversation, just like I do, if you need his help and want to discuss it with him. And just tell him you want to talk, and he'll set up a time to chat with you. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get interviews on the show and links on the website. So all you got to do is shoot me an email or give me a call. Email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can give me a call after the show at 360-217-7258. And by the way, you can use that email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, to email us during the show or during the week at any rate. But I don't check it as much as I do my other email. I realized I missed an email from somebody this week, so I'm going to have to get back to them after the show. Anyway, let's see. Nathan. I think we are ready to go with our first interview of the day. So how about that? We're actually on time. Let's welcome back to Animal World, Meow Cat Rescue. Marilyn Hendrickson is with us. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hey, Marilyn, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right. Now, you sound a little soft. I'm not hearing her quite as well as I normally do. Can you turn my volume a little bit?
It is a little bit muffled coming through the phone.
Is it? Okay. So you're hearing a little muffled, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, Marilyn, but my back is not feeling so good today, and I had a horrendous week, so I'm having a pajama party today, and I'm in my jammies because I just couldn't get dressed. So. I know you can't see me, but I didn't have time to send out a notice to everybody and say, let's all do the show in our pajamas today. But
well, I'm in my jammies as well.
Yay! Okay, so I have company, Nathan. Me and Marilyn.
Pajama party here.
Pajama party. Yeah, so anybody, you folks at home, you're at home. See, you know, you can all do your jammies and join us on Sunday mornings. There's no reason to get dressed. Just, you know, stay in your jammies and join us on Animal World here. And sometimes, you know, your host and guests, we're in our jammies too. Sometime, Nathan, we should have a jammy party in the studio and have everybody wear our jammies and come to the studio. I don't know if I could convince everybody to do that.
We could arrange that.
Yeah. Do you think Dr. Nails would drive down here in his jammies? And, I don't know. Well, okay.
I'm Depends on
goofy.
What his jammies are.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, Marilyn, let's before we get into all the details of all the, we've had some big holiday happenings going on with Meow here in the last couple of weeks. But for anybody that's just tuning in and maybe doesn't know, just give us a lowdown on what is Meow Cat Rescue all about.
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit 501c3 animal rescue shelter organization. We rescue dogs, cats, kittens, puppies. We are located in the Houghton area of Kirkland, where we have cats and kittens on board, and the dogs and puppies are all in foster care.
Right. So it's not, even though it's Meow Cat Rescue, you know, you'll find you can come to the shelter and meet all the kitties, but you do rescue and place dogs as well. But the dogs are not at the shelter facility. They're in foster homes, but you can arrange to meet them if you like. So and Meow Cat Rescue, the shelter is, if you remember where the PCC used to be in Kirkland, the Houghton Plaza, that's where the Meow shelter is. And I believe, Marilyn, am I correct that the shelter is now open Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m.? Is that correct?
Well, for the month of December, we're trying Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And
oh, wow. Well. So you a fourth day, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's for the month of December only at this point?
We're experimenting with Fridays, and if that goes well, we'll just continue to do that.
Excellent, excellent. So it's kind of a slow motion reopening, getting back to being open all the time. Excellent, excellent. That's great. Well, where I want to start is... I was really thinking about you guys yesterday. I had to work, so I couldn't come by, but it was supposed to be the big holiday bazaar yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, you know, with all the snow we've had and all of that, were you guys able to do the holiday bazaar? And if so, how did it go? And tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. The holiday bazaar went off without a hitch.
Yay.
We had a new church that we've not used before, and it was a big, beautiful room.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of room for people to walk around and look at things, and, you know, still a little bit of social distancing. And
Just wise.
It was a hit. There were lots and lots of really nice handcrafted wreaths, blankets, scarves, you name it, and lots of goodies too. And it went really well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And good attendance?
Excellent attendance, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yep, it was good.
I know, and because I'm remembering years past, you know, before the pandemic and lockdowns and all that sort of thing. It used to be that you'd have the bazaar at the church, and then I think you could go to the shelter for a walkthrough and all of that. Are you doing that again, or?
Well, no, we didn't do that this year, and okay. I don't know if we will do that again, just simply because that takes away from adoptions.
Yeah.
And Saturday is probably our busiest day of the week. And it's there's a lot of people in the shelter just doing adoptions. So, and I don't know, I think it would be a little bit too crowded. And people still aren't quite comfortable in large crowds, I don't think.
Well, you know, and I know that I think the CDC or because I see an occasional little blip on the TV, like a little commercial that reminds everybody, hey, if you're in a crowded indoor space, wear your masks. That's the safe thing to do right now, especially since it's winter and all that sort of stuff. And so I'm not surprised, and I'm actually kind of pleased to hear that people are still being cautious, and that, you know, you're masking, you know, when in the group situations. I just think that's a wise thing to do right now, because of course they're saying there may be, you know, we've got more than one virus to deal with right now, and they're expecting some surges after Thanksgiving and through the holidays. So I'm still following my protocols all the time, but I think you don't require, do you require the masking and so forth to come to the shelter these days, or is that optional?
Masks are optional, but we still see a fair amount of people wearing masks, which is
good. I'm glad to see that too. Yeah. I have to say, you know, I still wear my, like, I go to the grocery store. It used to be that you know, the vast majority were masked. Now it's the opposite, and the vast majority are not. And you know, hit and miss. There are a few people wearing masks like me, but most are not. But that works for me, and I'm real comfortable with that. And I don't find that anyone, you know, doesn't seem to bother. Folks seem to be okay if you're wearing masks or you're not, and I think we've lightened up on judgment about all of that.
I hope so.
Yeah. So the holiday bazaar was a big hit yesterday, and do you have any idea how much income you were able to generate for the shelter, or does it take some time to figure that all out?
Well, preliminary numbers were 11,000.
Wow. Now, how does that compare to past years and so forth?
I think it's better.
I think it's
one of our best years, actually.
Well, how wonderful is that? That's great.
Yeah, it is
super.
Great. I think it was our biggest and best bazaar, honestly. Lots
really?
Of people pitched in and baked and crafted, and it was really nice. It was a beautiful setup.
Wonderful. Well, you know, and everybody had, you were making up for lost time, because, you know, for a few years here during the pandemic, you couldn't do the holiday bazaar. And now, was this the first time back?
In 3 years, yeah.
In 3 years. So it's been 3 years since the last one. Well, outstanding. And so the fact that this is the best one you've ever had, that is outstanding, that you just picked up right where you left off, and it's even better than it was before. Just wonderful. Wonderful. So happy to hear that. And and did you have all the baked goods, you know, the homemade bakery type items and stuff?
We did. In fact, we had a woman make some cookies for us. And they were, each cookie was seriously a work of art.
Wow.
They were cats, every color combination, you know, tabby, Siamese, tuxedos, everything.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
The detail, you know, down to the whiskers and just everything. They were beautiful.
Oh, it sounds great. You know what happened? I actually forgot to mark my calendar that the bazaar would be coming up, and to not book myself to work yesterday. But honestly, my Saturdays book up so far ahead of time because it's a popular day for people, you know, to do sessions with me with their dogs, and. So I'm going to try next year to remember ahead of time to block out the Saturday so that I'll be able to come to the bazaar. I actually yesterday was thinking, gosh, you know, if I wasn't working, I'd be going to that bazaar now that I know. Yeah. I can drive there and not have a problem. And, yeah. Hey, I'll have to tell you, I mean, four-wheel drive is all it's cracked up to be. It's I'm really happy to be able to drive around in the snow and not be nervous about it. So Let's see. Looking at the time, let's keep Gary half or Gary. Martha, darn it! You got that buzzer? Where's the buzzer? I need it. There we go. Now see, I could buzz myself now because I know what I do it. I guess celebrating with the Jingle Cats to start the show, Marilyn. Nathan played a little clip that had, you know, my former call screener, production engineer Gary Hill's voice on it, and that got him in my mind. And now I keep calling Nathan Gary. So just so you know, that's why I'm getting beeped. Anyway, I forgot what I was. Oh, we're going to keep Nathan happy. Except now I've talked us over times. But at any rate, we're going to take care of our advertisers. And please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. We will continue with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. And I think there was a wine tasting celebration before the open house. We'll find out how that went. And then I think we got Santa Paws pictures coming up and all kinds of good stuff. So more with Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
This is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 4, 1 o'clock for Planet Buzz with special guest Mark Jones from the UK joining our subject, Jupiter Thrives. An archetype of expansion and challenged by excess, Jupiter's energies revel in hope and potential, starting new opportunities for success. So come journey with us, Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 4, 1 o'clock, KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Music to my ears, those little jingle cats meowing. I bet that's making Marilyn happy. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting ready to wind down the first hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning. And if you haven't figured it out, we've unleashed the jingle cats and jingle dogs, and we get to celebrate with them throughout the rest of the month. And it's one of my favorite parts of the holiday is getting to dance around and sing to the Christmas carols with the jingle cats and dogs. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter R.O., newprosupplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. The best cat vitamins. And I got to get it online. I got to order some New Pro Nuggets. And the dog supplement, wonderful skin and hair coat. You get it with the joint support as well. A lot of all of us here in the Animal World family have our dogs on the New Pro. And of course, you heard about our wonderful sound healer, Jude Punton, and she has merged her home and office into one location, her little new home in Shoreline. And it's a fabulous location. And the healing chamber with the gongs and everything now in her home is just so much more powerful and peaceful and wonderful now that that's in the new space with her. And I'll tell you, she got thank you, Jude, for saving me with my back going out. I'm pretty sure it was the stress of all this week. I didn't do anything to injure it. It just all of a sudden, you know, did that. And that tends to be, I think, an area where stress shows up in my body. And it certainly was one of those weeks. But she has been doing a lot of remote healing for me yesterday that allowed me to be able to get through my session and today to do the show. And I have to feel it's feeling so much better right now. And I know she's helping. So do know that you can go and experience her, the sound healing and the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of that in person at Whispering Dragon at her home in Shoreline now, or she can work with you remotely like she's been doing with me for 2 days, which is absolutely phenomenal and really, really helps. I could feel it yesterday when I was getting ready to try to go to my session and I knew that she was doing the remote set. I felt a shift immediately in my back after she did the remote work, and she's been keeping it up. So anyway, you can check out whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And I think she posted a new video of the new gong room and all of that on Facebook. So check it out, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And if you'd like, you can just give her a call to schedule at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty. Back to Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. And Marilyn, did you guys had a wine tasting, I think, celebration before the holiday bazaar the week before, didn't you? Did that happen? And
Yeah, it was just over at a wine tasting event.
Hey, Marilyn, can you give us a call back really quick? You're getting a little bit choppy. Did you hear me say that?
Yeah, something happened with Marilyn's
connection. I'm going to have to give a call back here. One moment.
All right. Well, let me, while we're waiting to get Marilyn reconnected, I can tell you that Meow is doing their Santa Paws pictures this year, And I'll give them to you now and then again when I do current events. But they're on Saturday and Sunday. All of the Santa Paws picture events are from noon to 3 p.m. It's a $20 donation, and you get a photo with your pet with Santa. And they're all done at various Mud Bay stores around the area. So today, Sunday, is Santa Paws Photos at Overlake Mud Bay Store, and that will be at noon today. Saturday the 10th is Uptown Mud Bay, Sunday the 11th Redmond Mud Bay, Saturday the 17th Greenwood Mud Bay, and Sunday the 18th Issaquah Highlands Mud Bay. Alrighty, I think we have Marilyn back online. Good morning again, Marilyn. Sorry we lost you for a moment.
That's okay. Hopefully this one will work better.
Oh, sounds much better. Yay, that's great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for whatever reason, one of those things. Been one of those weeks. Anyway, so good to hear your voice loud and clear. So I just told everybody, reminded them that we're in the middle of the Santa Paws photo time of the year, and just gave the dates for, and I think today the Meow team for the Santa photos is at the Overlake Mud Bay from noon to 12. Have you heard any reports? Are the Santa Paws photo sessions going well at all the stores?
They are going well. My husband was Santa yesterday, and last year he's been in a snake. And
darn it, you're breaking up again.
Yeah, we're having some troubles here.
Oh.
Is there another phone you can call on, possibly, or is this the only one you have?
Let me change my location. Maybe it's where I'm at in the house.
Okay, Martha, I'm just going to check with her off the air and make sure everything's good.
My sense is if she moves around a little bit, she'll be okay. So
okay. I'm in a totally different location now.
Yeah,
no,
that
good.
Sounds
okay.
That sounds pretty darn good. So let's go with that.
Okay.
We have the Santa Paws photos coming up, and I've given everybody the dates on those. I'll do that again when we get to current events later in the show today. Any other holiday specials or events going on at Meow?
Just the bazaar, which took place yesterday, wine tasting last week, Santa Paws up until Christmas.
Okay. And then, so through the rest of the month, you're going to be open now 1 to 5 p.m. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. Now, how's the cat supply? I would imagine you have a nice selection of kitties. Oh. And I think we established that the kitten season's still going on and that you have kittens available?
Oh, yes. Kitten season is strong. We still have kittens. We have kittens in foster care. Kittens coming in all the time.
All right. And anybody in particular that you want to mention today that people ought to be aware of?
Well, you know, we had this wonderful cat. He was adopted yesterday, actually. His name is Rambo. He had been declawed on the front, and he was experiencing residual pain, you know, from a botched declaw.
Oh,
and
dear.
Anyway, he was such a nice boy, and he got adopted yesterday. So we're so happy about that.
Yeah, and if you do Facebook, folks, you can follow Meow Cat Rescue on Facebook, and it's really neat. I really enjoy you guys. You post photos of the people and their kitties when they're adopting them, and it's just it's really heartwarming to see these kitties with their new forever owners. You know, and it feels like somehow they just kind of know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, some great pictures and some great matchups with people and kitties. And I will also would assume that you have a number of dogs available to be adopted as well?
We do have dogs, not nearly as many as we do. There are. They can be viewed on our website if you click on available dogs.
Okay, so if you want to check out, before you go into the shelter, you can go to meowcatrescue.org, meowcatrescue.org, and then you can check and see who is available for adoption. You can click on available cats or click on available dogs, and then you will get to see their photos and profiles and all that good stuff. Now, for kitties and so forth, and when someone wants to come into the shelter between that 1 and 5, Thursday through Sunday now, do they have to make a reservation or appointment, or can we just come by during those hours?
Drop-ins are welcome. Absolutely.
Okay. But if we want to see a particular dog that we saw online, do we need to call to make an appointment to do that or something?
If you have someone in particular that you're looking at, you should definitely call and make an appointment.
Okay, because we know they're not living at the shelter, and so the foster would have to arrange to bring them in order for you to meet them type thing, right?
Right, right.
Okay. All right. And then just to get a kind of feel, I know you said Saturdays tended to be the busiest day for you, but what can people expect if they come to drop by Meow 1 to 3 p.m. or 1 to 5 p.m., like today, Sunday, do you only allow a certain number of people in the shelter now, or do you let everybody in and then you can mask if you want to? Do you have to end up having to wait at all these days, or how is it working? How's the flow working?
How it's working is the very first thing that needs to happen is an adoption application needs to be completed and then approved by two separate adoption counselors. So that's the first step. So that's an important thing, that if you're planning on just coming in as a walk-in, maybe you could fill out that application at home.
Fill out an application at home before you come in, and that would speed up the process?
Yeah, and you can email it or you can hand walk it in, but that does speed things up quite a bit.
Okay. But if not, and you just want to drop by to meet kitties and see what happens, you can come, and there shouldn't be any wait time, that you can just come right into the shelter?
Yep. Yeah, we're not having a limit on people right now. And it's working out really well. We don't feel that it's overcrowded. So, yeah, if anybody just wants to pop in today, they're welcome. And we're fully staffed, so we've got lots of adoption counselors and our shelter manager, and they'll guide you through the process.
Wonderful. And I'm assuming they, up here in my neck of woods, even though everything is still white, trees are still white, houses are still white, grass, pastures, everything's still white, except the roads are all clear and the parking lot of most businesses have all been plowed. You're down there in Kirkland, is your parking lot and the roads clear and all of that is good? Mm-hmm. And so we don't have to worry about any snow today?
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. There's just tiny bits of snow, so nothing to worry
excellent.
About.
All right, so no worries. You can go to Meow Cat Rescue. Remember, they're in the Houghton Plaza, which is where the old PCC was in Kirkland. And plenty of parking, and they're open from 1 to 5 p.m. today. And through the rest of the month, they're open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m. You can go to meowcatrescue.org and click on available cats or available dogs and see what's available, and know that there are kittens available still at this time of year, and of course everybody you get is going to be spayed or neutered and all that good stuff. So what are you waiting for? How about a new kitty friend or a dog friend for Christmas? So Marilyn, anything else you would like to share with everybody before we wrap up this month's interview?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining me in your jammies. Maybe we'll do this at the first Sunday of every month. Maybe it'll just be pajama party day. Anyway, you have a wonderful day today and a great rest of the month. And we'll all be seeing you at the Santa Paws Mud Bay stores throughout the month. And gosh, Marilyn, I guess the next time I'll talk to you, it'll be next year.
2023.
Yeah, 2023. All right. So have a great December, and I look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Okay. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. So that's going to wrap us up for hour number one. Hour number two, we will spend the bulk of that time with Eileen from Help Animals India. We'll throw in some current events. I'll give you Santa Paws picture dates again and holiday trees. Live trees are available now for the salmon. Tell you all about that. And remember, Love Train has been suspended for the month. We are going to do our little exercise portion and dancing bop around to a couple of the Jingle Cat and Dog tunes. And I decided when I discussed it with Spirit last night, I said, well, go ahead and energize up these Jingle Cat tunes so we can dance around and have a good time. I have to admit that, you know, I always tell you dancing is required. Here, but you can dance in your chair. That's what I'll be doing. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. And we are going to be doing that. So let me energize up, send out the energization prayer for these Jingle Cat tunes. And let's enjoy the Christmas carols with the Jingle Cats. Here we go with the energization. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs. And stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.